podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Rangers Rabble podcast. This is your immediate match reaction after another disappointing result. What can I say? Not angry. Just kind of pissed off and fed up, no, to be honest with you. And for anybody who was still trying to cling on to any kind of possibility that the league was still in our hands or we could fight our way back into it or the players could show us something, well, tonight's just absolutely killed that in any possibility. The players aren't good enough. You know, we were talking before we came on there and people were saying about, oh, how it's not a great Celtic team, how we can fit. I don't care. And I don't care if Celtic are worse than Pollock Juniors. We are mince, folks. We are dog meat. And the last show we did, Celtic podcast, I believe, clipped up what I was saying and put it out there. Do what you want, lads. If you need us for content, then that's up to you. But we'll only focus on Rangers, and we're just not good. We're not good enough. We're not good enough when it matters. And that is the sad reality. That is the sad fact of this Rangers team, of where this Rangers team are. And the manager's got to take a lot of the blame. The players have got to take a lot of the blame. The club's just a shambles. It's an absolute shambles from top to bottom. We will not win the league. Celtic will win the league. And we will go into next season. And if something's not done, if something's not majorly overhauled, if something's not majorly changed, then we will be... I could probably just download and upload all the podcasts from next season as well, because it will be exactly the same result. Joining me tonight is Ian and Kerr. Gents, thank you for joining me. This is not fun. I'll be honest with you, I'll absolutely love this podcast. I love running it. I love appearing on every show. And albeit when Rangers don't do well, the views go up. The views go through the roof. The podcast makes more money. But I hate these shows. I despise doing them. The comments, people are angry, disappointed. Some people are happy. Obviously not of a Rangers persuasion. I know that Ian and Kerr don't particularly enjoy doing these kind of shows. Just overall horrible to do, and I would trade all the money in the world in for a Rangers win, if I'm being brutally honest with you folks. So this is not going to be fun. I would say get your comments in, but they're actually going faster than I can see, so I will try and pick out some that I can see. And if this is the first time that you happen upon the Rangers Rabble, whether you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, or X, whatever, then follow, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Ian, team's not good enough, players aren't good enough, manager's got some questions to answer, the league's done. Anything else?
No, good night, see you later. You're right, team's not good enough. Same players that have bottled it before are bottling it again. The mainstays, the usual stuff. And that breeds throughout the team. So once that starts going, they start going. We've got players who aren't fit enough. We can point back to the season and say that we've had horrendous injuries and all the rest of it. But the excuses are gone now. We got ourselves back into a position where we could have done something. The players have froze like rabbits in the headlight and just been smacked by the biggest lorry coming. People go back to saying it started at the Celtic game being 2-0 down. It goes back further than that. The signs were there post Benfica when we played Motherwell. The signs were there. They're beginning to shake. It's the same old, same old. I always try to look for the positives. Can't find any tonight. Angry, disappointed, like you said. And it doesn't matter how good that lot across the city are or aren't at the end of the season after 38 games. If you sit at the top of the league, you are champions. So, I don't know. I give up.
It's a tough one, care to explain, to be honest, this massive drop-off in form. Is it just a case of when it got real, when the fact that we were back in it And it got real for the players that it was a case of, we can't handle this.
Yeah, no, he's in the background, Martin. My granddaughter's crying now, so I apologise. But no. I think it's just a case of reality sets in. And come on, come in. The players probably thought Aberdeen was kind of over. There wasn't any pressure on them. And they went on a wee run. We took it on board. They took it on board. The manager looked great. Aberdeen was working. He was trying. The players were trying stuff. It was looking good. We were all getting on the bandwagon. And then a couple of poor performances, drop points. The wheels come off. And don't come off one or two. They come off all together. But like you said, it's just the rinse and repeat, the same players, the same performances. And it's a big demand on the manager. Listen, the manager's come in and done really well, and we've all given plaudits for that. But the last few games, there's been question marks about his decisions, question marks about his teams. It looks like he's under pressure, as in, it looks like he's maybe lost because he maybe thought some of these players are better than they are. Maybe he's trusted them more than he should have. But it's a, you said, from top to bottom, I'm not saying we need a clear out of everything, but the squad needs a massive overhaul. If that happens, that's great. If it doesn't, then I don't know where we're going to be, because there's obviously everyone out of contract goes, no matter who it is, they go. And then other ones you're going to have to look at, but you can only sell players at clubs wanting. You don't want to be paying players off. That's wasting more money. But I seen this coming, Martin, today. I wasn't really confident on them pretty much. I wasn't really confident. I just thought after the last couple of performances, there's nothing for the team. Teams are going through as are walking through is very, very easily. They're creating chances easily. They're winning second, but not even second balls. They're winning first balls. I mean, before the second balls, they're winning headers. They're doing everything. There's nothing in their team. It's slow. It's predictable. There's no ideas. And then the guys who maybe are on the pitch are trying certain things. And I'll probably get slated for saying this, but Campbell Silva, they haven't been great, but they try to create stuff. They take a risk and maybe lose the ball. But it takes him off. And it makes it worse. Yeah, we'll leave on the night. Lundstrom, Lawrence. I don't even know what to say about the two of them. I thought they were brutal. Honestly, I thought they were brutal. Listen, they're better football players than me. But it's no difficult. But I don't know where they go. Listen, I said to you before we come on, I wish the Euros were starting the war. Like, I want this season over with. Because they've built it up and built up. We thought we were in this title race. And in two games, we put ourselves out it, and it was two games we thought we were going to win. And if you can only get 1 point for Ross County and Dundee, it's no disrespect for Ross County or Dundee, but we should be beating the teams. But we get 1 point for the two games. You don't deserve to win in the league, no mind anything else. So I don't even know where we're going. Rangers have got a lot to answer for. They're crying about saying 35,000 people are more than ready to use their season tickets. So the fans are backing them all the way. But the team don't step up, and the manager's got to step up, because as we know with previous managers, if he trusts these players or they don't, and he doesn't step up, we'll be in and repeating that again. Another manager gone, another one, and they can't keep doing that either. So it's at the moment in time, I'm kind of lost for love, even though I spoke for about 5 minutes.
I know, and Ian, I said that a while ago, when you look back to the Old Firm game in that first half, that should have been maybe a warning sign. Maybe what was to come. And I think we were lucky that Celtic shot it in the second half. Otherwise, it could have been embarrassing. But to take 1 point out of six, like Kerr says there, for Ross County and Dundee, I mean, that's not acceptable, even if we had already won the league and you played day two, and that their results aren't acceptable. And if that's going to happen, you're never going to win a league. You're never going to win a league game. And Ross County second for bottom, Dundee scraped into the top six, albeit Dundee have got some good players, and it was never going to be an easy game. But, I mean, we never really looked like scoring. Seema had a half chance through and goal, a couple from corners. But there was no patterns of play. There was no movement. When Roof went off and Dessers came on, Dessers tried. I mean, if that's acceptable now for us, then fair enough. If that's where we are as a club and it's acceptable that somebody tries, then so be it, whatever. But there was no help for him. There was no support. We had nothing, like nothing.
facts, like Scott said, the midfield behind the strikers, if they're not performing, they're not going to get the chances up top to actually put the ball in the net. We'd see the tried first half to make chances out of nothing. No support. But with that as well, Silva's got to have a little bit of nous about him and realise that he can't affect the play being out on the wing when the ball's in the middle of the park. He needs to come in and gamble. There's a couple of chances that we had where the ball's in the centre of the box and there's not a Rangers player in sight. That's where Roos should be. Where was he? Nowhere. We've all defended him. Yeah, he's not fit. He's not fit. If we could get him fit, he's the best all-round goal scorer at the club and all the rest of it. But when it mattered tonight, he wasn't there. Like you said, Dess has come on. I think he probably had the best chance overall in the game. Keeper makes a good save. Wasn't enough in the corner. I agree in the ways we'd care about Cantwell. And Cantwell mainly. Silva not so much because I haven't really been impressed with Silva that much since he's been here. But I can understand where Kerr's coming from regards he could probably give you that one moment and score. A bit like Hibbs.
His positional sense is awful. His reaction times are terrible. When he's got the ball, he tries to make stuff happen. But again, if that's the point that we're at, where we've got a guy who's supposedly rated at 35 million, and I'm not talking about you, Kerr, but I'm just saying if we're at a point where we can turn around and go, aye, well, he tries, then where are we?
Well, that's one of James's ones. I know I've been having a go at James in the chat a bit tonight, but that's what he said when it came to people like Sakala. Yeah, well, he runs around a lot, but if that's what we're accepting now, then we might.
Sakala gave you numbers. Sakala scored goals.
He did. That's not the point I'm making. It's just that people used to say Sakala runs around a lot, and if that's what we're now at, that oh good, they run around a lot and try, then like you said, we just might as well not bother. Just pack it up and give it up. Because we'll constantly be number two, and before long we'll be number three if we keep up that sort of attitude.
That's your attitude. We may as well just accept being an Aberdeen, being a Hibs, being a Hearts. You know, pointless. I'll get through some of these super chats quickly, and then we'll come back to the game. Beat Bot Boop, thank you for the support, my friend. John Suter should be the captain going forward. Care nobody in that team for me is a captain. I don't care who the captain is anymore. I don't think it makes any difference. You could say take it off Tav. You could say give it to... The fact that nobody jumps to the top of my head tells me that there's not a captain in this team.
No, I can agree with you. Maybe the keeper. Maybe the goalie, but listen, I agree with you. I think going forward, the captain will be somebody that comes brand new in through the door. I don't think it's going to be anybody in the ball at the moment. I don't think anybody actually stands out. And it's not the most important thing for me, but what we lack is somebody who can grab a game with the scruff of the neck. We look at somebody who's demanding stuff in the park, demanding stuff to happen. Lundstrom doesn't do it. No midfielders do it. I know we go back to midfield, but we've also had guys in the middle of the park who are shouting and demanding things to happen, rallying the rest of the players. And that doesn't even have to be a captain. Ian Ferguson done it 3 years. Barry Ferguson done it. We've had other players doing it, and we've not got that now. For some reason, they lack that. I mean, even looking back with McGinn, a few years ago, when young Lewis McLeod coming through, he had something about him. We've not got something in the middle of the park. It's box to box. The only person we can really got is box to box is Sterling. And he's not even a midfielder. He's coming as a fullback / centre back. But he's box to box. But he's seen it tonight. He's seen it in the last couple of games. Lawrence tonight, Lundstrom in the last couple of games. They can't go box to box. Lundstrom's positional sense is poor, but he sits that deep because he knows there's some attackers running through. He's not going to catch him, so that's how he decides to give himself a bit of help. Get back away, but when he gets the ball, everything sideways with John, it's never forward. He went through a wee game, maybe 3 or 4 games with pass forward, but he's reverted back to Lundstrom. Now, last season, isn't good enough?
Slow, ponderous. Waits for the ball. See, even if you notice, Kerr, when he's passing the ball, it's weak.
Aye, I know. And Lawrence coming into the team with a big reputation. When he signed him, I was one of the first. That's a great signing. But he's no physical enough in the middle of the park. And I know somebody in the chat said, put him on the left side. He was left side. He is a left side player. But he's to me, he looks like his legs are away. I don't think he's got any energy in him. He just looks totally shattered. But he still wouldn't change it tonight. That's where it's on the manager. But we're struggling for dear Mandy, who is no longer in the door. He's only one dynamic enough to get up and down that pitch. And he's not really a deep line midfielder. He's more of a forward-thinking midfielder. But we actually miss him. And he's only in the door. And that's how much problems we have. Because we have a few midfielders. But there's nobody in the building, Martin, you would give a captaincy. You'd probably give it to somebody who's coming in the summer, hopefully with a few coming in the summer.
Unless, I mean, I would say unless anybody in the comments, I'll repeat myself, the comments are going mega, mega quick. I will try and get as many as I possibly can. If anybody in the comments can tell me who they think could be the new captain, and I'll be honest with you, as I sit here right now after watching that, and I was genuinely falling asleep during that first half. If anybody can tell me who they think would make a better captain in that current Rangers team, then please do let me know. And a quick apology to everybody. I'm going to play the managers post-match. We've started doing it. We can't just not do it because we've had a poor result. So let's hear what Philippe Clement had to say to Sky Sports after that shambles.
Philippe, why did your team not give you the reaction you wanted in terms of a result today?
About the result, you can say, but in the other things, they give the reaction. So we were bust today, all game. They kept the structure. They created enough chances to win the game, but the ball didn't go in. That's the story of today. And there was a good goalkeeper on the other side also, made a few good saves. They saved a few balls on the line. So that part of luck was not on our side. And because of that, you don't get a result.
Could you not have done any more? And is it just simply putting the ball in the net, or is there anything else you feel you could have done?
Of course, you can do details better, but you play against a team that play man marking all over the pitch. They run wherever you go, so there's not much space. So you need to be decisive. We had enough chances to kill the game off, but yeah, they were a few times really lucky in their defensive way. Good goalkeeper, also good saves. We had enough chances to win the game. So, you need to take that moment then. And today we didn't have anybody with the spark to make the big difference. Or when it happened, there was somebody standing on the line to block the shot or the header.
Is that a bit of a concern? Because it was the same, maybe not taking chances at the key moments on Sunday as well?
A concern. We are still a team who scored a lot of goals this season. And 1 week ago, we scored 3 goals against Celtic. So it doesn't disappear in one moment, but you always have games in the season where the things don't fall your side. That was today the case. I saw all the effort from my team. They had the organization. They didn't give away the chances like they did against Ross County. They created the chances, but we didn't put the ball against the net. And that stays, of course, the most important thing in football. But if they keep on pushing like this, then the goals will come back again. And also when players like Abda gain rhythm again, that they can become stronger. That's also part of the story with the injuries we had in front.
When the games are running out, though, and it's a very critical period of the season, does that not need to click quite quickly now, from now on to the end of the season?
Yeah, of course. But it clicked also. I said 1 week ago, we scored 3 goals against Celtic. The weeks before, we scored also enough goals. So don't take conclusions out of this game. We scored also 2 goals in Ross County, but we could have scored much more there. So don't take conclusions out of one game where you didn't score.
Just finally, what do you say to the fans who are maybe a bit frustrated with the last couple of results with 5 games to go now?
Yeah, that they need to stick behind the team. That's very important. Because the team is giving everything. I was disappointed and angry after Ross County. That was also really clear. But they need to stick behind the team. And that's the only way to get what the fans dream of. And this team has done a lot for that last couple of months. We have an important game on Sunday again with the semi-final in the Cup. And we need to all stick together to let this club and this team grow to become champions again. That's not work of 1 or 2 days or 1 or 2 months. That's longer work, but there's already a lot of work done and we need to continue in that way.
I don't know what to say.
He's trying to give himself a bit of praise, the team a bit of praise, just because he thinks need it. But I've already come out and told you the truth. Listen, we were pish. Then you let's go on. And that was it. But he's come out and saying that we controlled with a lot of possession, with a lot of chances. I was watching it. I must have been watching a different game, Martin, because I didn't see that happen. I didn't see what he said in that interview. I never seen that in my TV. I'm sorry, but and if I was at a game, yeah, I was probably the same. I just think he's trying to defend himself and his team, but I think it's going to backfire tremendously. And I just hope, like I said to you before, I hope it doesn't get down this slippery slope we went before, because that is embarrassing. That interview, I'm happy to say, I'm sorry, but it's embarrassing.
I know exactly. I've got it. I know what he's done. He's tried to confuse us all so that we spend the rest of the night and the morrow thinking about what he's just said, and we're all confused and we forget how angry we are. Charles,
he's got the confusion bit right.
Oh, he's got that right. Charles, there's a few super chats here for you, my friend. Thank you for your support. I will bring the rest up when I can. Embarrassing interview, Ian, right? I understand a manager trying to protect his players, right? I get some managers don't want to come out after a game and shout and bawl. They'll do that behind closed doors, and that's fine. There is other ways to go about an interview, however, than what we just heard.
It started badly and went downhill from there. That interview is the best way to describe it. I think this is what media training does to you. Media training gives you the media sound bites that you think people want to hear. Do you imagine Alex Ferguson coming off a pitch? You imagine the Dundee United manager McLean coming off a pitch and saying that after their team had performed like that. It just wouldn't happen. It's the modern world of media trained everybody. Give the positives, positive spin, and then
but
it just makes them more angry.
But even if he goes, no, we didn't do well enough to get the result, I apologise to all the fans who turned up. Please stick behind the team because we're going to try and win this league. But that's two games in a row. In fact, three games if you count the first half against Celtic, but that's two games in a row. We've been nowhere near the level that we should. We're going to get back onto the training pitch. We're going to do everything we can going towards the end of the season. Say that. Yeah. Don't come out and say what he just said. That's just going to anger the fans more. And whether he believes that or not, the fact that he's come out with that, and there's people shouting in the comments saying, what do you expect him to say? Not that. Not you can't take conclusions from one game that we didn't score. We've not won in three games, and we've been beat off second bottom in the league, and we've barely laid a glove on Dundee.
I don't care what we've done against Celtic. I don't care what we've done against Ross County. I care about what's happened tonight. We've done goal tonight.
But Ian, he said there that they didn't create any chances, and they could have scored in the opening settings. They could have scored in the opening settings of the game. And then there was a point in the second half where the ball came in, and if it wasn't for John Souter jumping at the ball, it was 1-0. So they did create chances. Now, like I say, I don't want to jump on the manager's back. I want Clermont to be successful with this football club. But that is a shocking post-match interview.
That's one of his, the worst, I think. If it was the previous regime and Beale comes out with that, everybody, and I mean everybody, is going to be going, what a load of crap, get him out of the club, we don't want him, da-da-da-da-da. The fact that people are defending him in the comments, it's their opinion, they're allowed it, they're entitled to it, it's fine. But if it was Beale, what would you have said then? It would have been a completely different reaction. It was cringy, it was horrible, it was modern rubbish for me. And going back to what Ian said about the stats, and we had the chances to win the game, the ball just didn't go in the net. Looking at the stats, we had 5 shots on target, and 3 of them, I remember, just rolling into the goalkeeper's arms.
Mm-hmm.
Dessers being the other one, and I can only assume that they're counting the Tav free kick as being on target.
No, the Dessers one, the keeper had to make a save. It was a save he should have made. But
that was probably the best chance we had.
See my chance in the first half, rolled in the goal, and then the other see my chance as well, where he just hits it straight at the goalkeeper. We created a little bit, we looked a wee bit more threatening from corners, but we never really threatened, to be brutally honest with you. So I don't get his post-match assessment. Maybe he's just in total bewilderment at the last two performances. I don't know what's going on there. But that was absolute madness.
Totally different from when he came through the door, Martin, because he was saying, as he's seen it, with talk about injuries, talk about squad up fitness. And he mentioned that Kyle Chamberlain, and we thought he'd laid a marker when he said Campbell was listening to instructions and took him off halfway through our first half. We thought, this is a manager not to be rest with. But what's happened since then? He went off through 180. He's reverted back to the managers they had previously. He's sticking in the same tried and tested. We're doing the same performances as we've done previous, and he's sticking up for these guys. I agree with you. I'd rather come out and say, listen, we weren't good enough, mate. We couldn't get the points. Apologise to the fans, blah, blah, blah. But I'd rather somebody just told me the truth. Listen, it doesn't have to lambast the players, doesn't it? In front of everybody. But just apologise for performance. Not just tonight, but the last two, but talking about scoring 3 goals in the last game at home. That's pointless, because remember, we never won. Do you know what I mean? It's a pointless argument. I don't know where he's went with that, and I'm hoping some of them, maybe the media guys for the Rangers, ask him something in the pre-match, because I think, I don't know, is that his Kevin Keegan moment? Who knows? But I don't think it's a good look, by the way, for us. And listen, this is a guy I had high hopes for when he comes through the door, because I thought he was a breath of fresh air, but his last couple of press conferences have took a slightly way of a turn for me.
Oh, listen, I've not. I mean, that's a horrendous, horrendous post-match interview. But I'm nowhere near the giving up in Clermont yet. Absolutely not. But that was horrendous. And yeah, we'll speak about him. We'll speak about his decisions. Of course, we will. But I'm not quite yet. I know people are saying he's got a worse record than Beale and stuff like that. We'll go into all that. And we'll deal with all that. But I'm certainly nowhere near giving up on the manager yet. I won't end up like Manchester United fans and just back Ten Hag, even though he's done a horrendous, horrendous job.
I think that's just
Graham McGraw,
but on you go, Martin.
But I'm going to back my manager until such times as I feel that I can't. I will continue to back him. Charles, again, thank you very much, Charles. Disgraceful performance, clear out big time. Absolutely. And this is the point, Ian. People saying we will get a reaction. We've heard this for years. Bottlers, open your eyes, take the tinted glasses off. I think the tinted glasses, in terms of them being bottlers, have been off for a while. I think there's been more in hope than expectation that the players will rise and show us something. But the fact that we came into this game tonight and the players needed to give us a response, the players needed to give themselves and the manager a response, and they were so powder puff. It was everything you needed to know about these players over the last 3 or 4 years was encapsulated tonight.
Absolutely. And there's nothing, not one word of Charles's super chat that is wrong. Absolutely every single word of that is right. A lot of people used to say during that 55 winning season that they only did it because there were no fans on the ground. And I defended them saying, no, they still had to do it. The pressure's still there, regardless of fans or not. Now, I'm beginning to think that a lot of these players can't do it because the fans are in the ground and they can't take the fan pressure. And it's the same people that are there that were there then. And it makes that argument kind of valid. Like Kara said, I can't wait for the Euros. I just want this season to be done. I want the people that are in our team, are certain players we may talk about, we may not, I don't know. There's certain players I'd be glad to see the back of if they were to leave in the summer. And the amount of work we've got to do is bigger now than it was when we handed the keys over to Beale and told him to rebuild the team. The work we've got to do now is a hell of a lot worse than it was. And I don't know if we've got the facilities behind the scenes to actually do the biggest clear out we need to make the team better. Not straight away, anyway.
Well, I'll be honest. See, Barron, and I say Barron, Jack Butland, we might have to sell Jack Butland to get the funds right, but Barron, Jack Butland and Dujon Sterling, if not one of the other players came back for pre-season, I don't think I would care. I don't think I would. I can't think of another player outside of Butland and Sterling who I would worry about losing. I genuinely can't. Another super chat for Aldo. Thank you very much, Aldo. That was utter dog shit, and that's him putting it mildly. Tom Lawrence is up there with one of the worst midfielders ever to play for us. I mean, you're forgetting the days of Ian Black. But however, made Lundstrom look good tonight. I disagree with that last point, Kerr. Lundstrom did not look in any way good tonight. If anything, Lawrence looked a tiny bit better than Lundstrom, and Lawrence looked hopeless. So
I just thought of two of them, Martin, my brutal, and if I was a manager, I'd have took them off, but I'm only a manager, but I just thought they offered nothing. The only thing they offered was causing issues to ourselves, not anybody else. But that's the problem. He's playing to a guys. He seems to trust Lundstrom for some reason, and I can get it in a way that he went through a purple patch when he first came through the door. But John just reverted back to his slow, predictable self. He's okay at stuff, but he's no good at stuff, if you know what I mean. He gets away with it when the team's playing well, but when the team's needing to dig itself out of a hole, he doesn't come forward and take charge, he kind of hides. So I don't know where we go with that. I just think, I know you said you don't keep Sterling and Butland, I think. There's some of them are going to have to keep because some of them big contracts and they might not get rid of them. But I think Yilmaz, you keep Suter. You get Diamandi, you get Danilo, Cantwell. You get Cole McCann and Bailey Rice, maybe Aaron Lyle, but a couple of young, you're going to have to trust the young guys, maybe bring some others through the door. But he's going to have to clear out as much as he can. See if he cleared out as much as he can, and next season we were building, you can see he was building a bit of the players still there, but youth players as well coming through, and maybe one or two others. You would be happy with that if he could see progress. But if we still get a majority of this side in the team for next season, we're not going anywhere. You might as well use it earlier, use some of the pods for last season, the season before, and the season before, because we're talking about the same players that do the same stuff. So we have to see some progression, and if that means maybe not winning a title race next season, and listen, I hope we are not going to win the league, but if that's the way it has to go, because maybe we have to sell Jack Butland to help fund this, then so be it. I'd rather do that than go back with Golson and Tav, and listen, they've all been good servants, and Tav's given a lot to the side with his performances in Europe, etc., and Golson's done well for us. But we can't keep these players on our side because it's coming detrimental to the way we play, and it's hurting us with the way we play, and it's causing us issues. And they've got a big say in that dressing room as well. So I think he has to clear the ones out. He's got a big say in the dressing room and start afresh.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome, Ian Derbyshire, new channel member here on YouTube. Thank you very much. And of course, the brand new, well, is it brand new if we used to do them, or is it the re-emerging of the members show here on YouTube is back tomorrow night at 7:30. So for all you lovely members out there who help support the Rabble, there is now a show dedicated to yous. And I've got a funny feeling that won't be much more fun than what we're doing right now, but that's live tomorrow night on the Rangers Rabble YouTube members page at 7:30. Charles again with another couple of Charles. I'll bring his up at the same time because they're kind of the same points really. And again, my friend, thank you so much for the support. Who's going to buy Goldson? And wouldn't take Fabio for 3.5 million. On the evidence of since he's come in, Ian, Fabio Silva, no, not for me. And I don't know who's going to buy Goldson, but somebody at Rangers is going to have to do something and find somebody to buy him.
Yeah, but even if they don't, they can't be going into next season with him as a starting centre-back. You need to find new starting centre-backs to come in, someone to play, because I'm assuming we're going to keep Suter unless someone comes in with an offer. And again, who would be looking at John Suter at this point anyway? So he would be a bench player, Goldson, and I don't think Goldson would suit that, so he'd probably instruct his agent to look for a new club, wherever it may be. He's lost. I mean, you said you lose a lot yard of pace here and there, but Goldson seems to have lost about 5 yards of pace. I mean, there was a point tonight where he was just chasing after a ball. No one was running with him. He was just running for a ball by himself, and it looked like he was having a full sprint, and I swear I could have run faster than him, and my knees don't work. And as for Silva, you can't blame the lad for having a £35 million price tag on him, because he's only worth the money that someone's willing to pay, and Wolves were willing to pay £35 million for him. So the price tag's not his fault. But he doesn't look anywhere near the type of player that would actually do anything in Scotland. There's a lot of people that have come up here thinking that Scotland's going to be easy, kickstart the career, and it all goes wrong. He has flashes, he has moments, he's still young, he's like 21, so there's still time for him to turn in and mature into a player, because I mean, I'm not comparing him to him, but a countryman of his own, it took Ronaldo a little bit of time to get the little irritating bits out of his play, and but Ronaldo did obviously have the numbers to go with it at the time as well. But he's a far more rounded player as he got older. So the same thing could happen to Silva. But we haven't got the time at this point to take a gamble on someone like that, even if they were offered it at 3.5 million. I kind of agree that I wouldn't want to be spending 3.5 million on Silva and seeing what happens. Not his fault that he comes with a big price tag. Not his fault that he comes up from the EPL. But for me, he hasn't shown anything, really. A couple of flashes here and there, but that's just not good enough.
No, it isn't. It really, really isn't. And a comment from channel member Denzel Merrick. I hope you're well, Denzel. Just seems as though the famous horseshoe appears every time the pressure is on. How many back passes, how little movement, so many missed passes. Can't blame the manager. He's right to expect more. Now, not touching on the manager point, because we're going to touch on that before we finish, Kerr. Just on his, you know, back passes, little movement, missed passes in terms of the players tonight. What's going on with that? The only time that we ever done anything was when Goldson lumped the ball up the park straight out. Suter tried to run with it and lost it. There was no the midfield. It looked as if they'd never played with each other on the park before. There was not even any 5 yard passes. There was nothing.
No, the tempo's went for the midfield, hasn't it? I mean,
that can't be purely care just into Diamandé not being in the team. Surely.
No, it's not. I think it's due to a lack of confidence, but it's also maybe due to the players going through a wee spell where they're playing well, but then they start to level off back to what they know they like, and we've seen it too many times with the same players, and that'd be if he changes up a bit. He seems to stick to the same system. Maybe this system doesn't work for someone. Maybe he has to change it, but there's guys he can try. I said earlier, he has injuries. We all know he has injuries, but there might be other players he can bring in and try. He brought in Dowell at the ball, it's no help, but maybe he can bring in others. I mentioned Cole McKinnon before, and I know it's a lot for a young boy, but why not stick him on? He can't be doing any worse than Lawrence and Lundstrom tonight, can he? You know what I mean? Maybe bring Laskin back. I know everybody's kind of writing him off, but bring him back because he couldn't perform any worse than they do tonight. So maybe give somebody else a shot and say, listen, there's 5 games left. We kind of blow this title race up ourselves, but go and prove you prepared it. Go and prove to me I can consider you to be here next season. But he'll stick with his tried and tested because that's what he'll do. Because managers, it doesn't matter who you manage, every manager gets favourites in a football team. And no matter how bad or how well they've played on the side, whereas others only need to make one or two mistakes and they're either subbed or left out. So I just hope he doesn't go down that road, but I think he will be, especially John Lynch.
I mean, I'm having a mirror. I brought up a comment I meant to block, and it wasn't a very nice comment towards us, I'll be honest with you. But there you go. See, I'm having a mare as well. There you go. Mark Doyle, thank you very much for the support, my friend. My worry is that this won't improve next season. That's what we've pretty much been saying, as it doesn't sound like there is much money, and he has already spent some of it on Diomande. Well, Ian, if tonight and Ross County and the first half against Celtic isn't a warning sign to this Rangers board and Nils Koppen and the manager that you have to do some serious shopping in the summer, however much those players cost, then nothing is.
No, but I mean, hearing stuff coming out of the fans forum meeting from last night that players apparently have already been identified and they are working on looking at getting players in as quickly as possible at the end of the season. But again, we heard that at the end of last season as well. And a lot of players did come in quite quickly, and it turns out their names were Cyril Dessers, Sam Lammers, and
who's broke a goal scoring record in Holland, by the way. So
yeah, I did put in the chat earlier on. I said I can't believe I'm the one who's going to say this, but I kind of miss Lammers. He wasn't the greatest of quality, but the one thing he did do is when he got the ball, he went to go forward, which is definitely something we were lacking tonight. But so there's positive noises coming from the board. It's whether they're going to turn those positive noises into hard actual facts come the end of the season. There was very little money to use in January, is what I took from what Clement said. Whether there's money in the summer, there'd be a bit of money, I'm sure. There's always a bit of money for something here and there. We may have to sell an asset, whether that be Buckland or Ridvan or or there's someone who's got some value to them to make some signings, that you're always going to have to lose someone to bring someone in. The squad is still quite bloated. We still need to get rid of a few. So anyway, Diamande is the we're committed to Diamande, aren't we? We have to bring him in at the end of the season. Cortez was an option. Whether that will happen due to the injury, but it would be very dangerous to bring a man in who's just had a serious injury and hope that he stays fit for a season. But I like the idea that the positive noises are there. And I'm trying to bring a bit of positivity to tonight, which is really difficult. But the noises that the board are making, you've got to go with them. They apparently have already identified targets, and they're going to work on bringing them in the summer. So until that's proven otherwise, you've just got to kind of run with it.
Nothing else you can do, really, is there? Apart from smash your head off a wall tonight. That's pretty much the only thing I can think of today right now. James Cameron. The James Cameron. Is this Avatar James Cameron? Welcome. Thank you for helping to support the show, my friend. Is it what?
It says Soul Coach James Cameron.
Soul Coach James Cameron. Thank you for becoming a member, my friend, and helping to support the channel. And like I say, the member show is live tomorrow night on YouTube at 7:30. Seven Big Dave, and with a super chat as well. Thank you very much, Dave. Enough bin flops, try youth, can't be worse. That won't happen, Kerr, as much as we would all say. Well, not all, but I would imagine quite a lot of supporters would say, league's done, bring in 11 youth players, play them. If we don't win, we don't win, we don't care anymore. I think that's where a lot of people are at. But it's never, we could see, if you look back at podcasts, reactions towards the end of last season and the season before, and then not that season, but the season before that, we're probably having these same conversations. They never bring the youth in.
Well, Ross McCausland came in because injuries and different things. Ross has done well. I know he's still got a lot of Rangers fans, a jury still out on him. I don't think he's good enough. I think he's a decent player, Ross, and I think he's still young. He will get better. He's maybe a wee bit more strength, but I think he does well for his Cole McKinnon come in and done okay. Going against Benfica away, done well, a couple of other sub appearances. And it looks like he could hold his own if given the chance, but you need the chance, Martin. There's no point in putting him in for 10 minutes here, 5 minutes here. That's not long enough to prove yourself. So I think one or two more probably need the chance, because why not give him a chance? It could save his money. Maybe we can't afford to spend, or we will go to spend if you try to bring in a lot of players in the summer. So maybe give McKinnon a chance. Bailey Rice is always mentioned, but I don't know what's going on behind the scenes with Bailey. I know he's still in youth setup, but he's not been anywhere near the first team. And so, and Adam Levine's coming back, isn't he, in the summer? You've got Hadji coming back. So, listen, I would give some of the youth players a chance. I'm not talking bring in 7 or 8 of them, but they must deserve a chance at least to see what they're like before you actually bring them up. Because sometimes we end up giving guys away who turn into be decent professionals in the league, like Lewis Mayo. I know maybe wouldn't have been good enough for us a long run, but would have put in.
Would have put any more performances
in Gunnar Golson this season? Probably not. So maybe we should give one or two a chance. A wee run of chances. Listen, if we don't prove they're good enough, that's fine, but you just never know. And we all love to see a youth guy with something for youth academy in the first team, and then they're doing well, because you support them. But obviously, Leon King's still here, but I think Leon's maybe not in the frame for that anymore. So
no, he would have had game time by now if he was going to be anywhere near this Rangers team.
So that's what annoys me, Martin. Leon's sitting there, you get Ben Davis getting a hefty wage sitting there. Yeah, he constantly plays Conor Golson, who will probably admit to his, isn't he playing well, but he's still playing him.
I know, and that's something that we will certainly discuss. This is exactly how I feel right now. Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. I don't even know how to pronounce that, Silverwing. But that's exactly how I feel. It's the fact, Ian, that, and normally we go over the game, over the incidents in the game, and then we go on to discuss some individual performances. There's absolutely zero point in doing that, because there's not really that many incidents from the game, and the individual performances will pretty much be all the same opinion. Something that, I think it was something the commentator said, or maybe even something one of the guys in the studio said just before I switched Sky off, and they were right, that Dundee finished that game quite easily. If anything, they could have probably pushed a wee bit harder if they wanted to try and score. They did push a wee bit to try and get a goal, but they seen that game out with ease. They were never under any real pressure, and that's just mental.
My abiding memory from the end of that game is that Costello, was it? Or whatever it was, Costello, or whatever his name is, had a little bit more confidence in his own finishing ability. We would have lost, because he was through at one point, and instead of taking the shot on, he tried to find Main, and he would have been better off having to go himself, so that they could have easily have nicked it in the end as well. But yeah, I can't disagree with the comments. I didn't actually see it, because I didn't even see the last 2 minutes of the game, to be fair. I got straight on here, because I just thought...
That's the comment.
Yeah, didn't break a sweat. Didn't have to try hard. They did. They just.
What was the thing with the footballs, by the way? Were they deflating footballs or something?
Yeah, two of the balls were underinflated by the looks of it.
See, that's a Tom Brady thing all over again. Yeah, and then were the ball boys getting wide with the players or something like that? And I don't know.
They weren't chucking them in as quick as they probably would have done. But you know, we all do. We've done that. Not the underinflated balls thing, but we have instructed our ball boys to slow down and not chuck the balls in as quick and whatnot. So everybody does that. But coming to the end of it, my main thoughts were I would have been quite happy if they just called this game off again and we never actually got to play it, because they did. After all that build up for 3 weeks of trying to get this game on, I just wish it never happened. And the people were saying last week maybe to just give up on this game and just make it. They said give us the 3 points, but I think we'd have still buggered that up and only got away with a draw.
Yeah. Kerr. Where do we go for here? What happens now? I mean, for the manager, and when he's in the press conferences, we've just heard, and when he's asked, and it'll be, you know, we keep going, we keep fighting, blah, blah, blah. But for supporters, for us, where do we go for here? I mean, are we going to start seeing for the split, for the two home games that we've got, 35,000-40,000 at Ibrox? Where do the fans go for here? Because I don't know. I don't speak for any other supporter by myself. I'm just scunner. I just fed up.
I think we all are, Martin, but I think you still go. Well, at least I'll still go. But it's a thing you do, and even you take the good with the bad and the bloody awful, and that's what you're taking the last few while. And I think we still go because we've always got hope. I don't know why, but we've always got hope. But no matter what happens, I'll always go to football. You know what I mean? So I think the majority is like myself, and we still believe. That is the hope it kills us, right enough, but we still believe. But it's just tough to go and see a season out, and like Ian says, come back in the summer, hopefully, to see a few new faces in a new way. But we'll go to a game on Sunday, semi-final, and it's just like this team, but to turn up on Sunday, like I say, so if we come on, turn up, beat Hearts, and then get through to the cup final, and you're celebrating and stuff, and you're thinking, where were you the last couple of games? But that's what this Rangers team do, and then obviously, after that, they could go on and win a few games, but everyone's kind of, I'm not going to win the league, if you know what I mean. That's the kind of things this team does. So I just think we still go to games. I know I will. I know Wolf probably will. Brian will probably do the same, and a few others that I know go, and because that's what we do. But it's hard at times, and it's frustrating. And as a football fan myself, you take the ups and downs, probably more downs at the moment following Rangers. But listen, we get criticised, we get slagged, the people laugh at us. No, if every people laugh at us on here, people laugh at you. You know, you work beside or your friends that support other sides, but at the end of the day, we wouldn't support anybody else. So you just have to
admit. No, I certainly wouldn't support anybody else. But yeah, it's and Ian, we'll finish up shortly, mate, because I'll be honest with you, I can't even think of anything else to ask. I don't really think we can keep going round in circles.
Just like the same answer to get beaten penalties, so haha.
I don't care about any other football team in the world. I don't care about any other game in the world. I just care about Rangers, and I want Rangers to win, and they didn't. And I certainly wouldn't be on other teams' channels if they had lost or dropped points. Cause...
No, that's just weird. I just can't understand that. It's a bit weird behaviour. I've never done that in my life. Listen,
do you know what's stranger, Kia? Do you know what's stranger than that? People that do it and then clip it up and then put it out on social.
I've seen you in a few things. I've seen Mark get clipped up.
Listen, I'm famous in Scotland, man. I'm one of the most famous people in Scotland. I'm almost ready to put a second extension onto my house from all these clips that I've been on.
I think Wilf had that glory as well.
Yeah, Paddy, well, Wilf had that glory and more. Paddy Power owe me an absolute fortune. There we go. Ian, we're obviously going into the semi-final on Sunday. We'll discuss that more in the members' show tomorrow night. But see, where I'm sitting right now, and you want to win every cup, you want to win the league, I get that. I don't care about the cup. I'll care about it when the game's on, and of course I want to get to the final, and of course I want us to win the Scottish Cup. But as I sit right here right now, I don't care about it. Nope. Is that a terrible thing to say?
Not a terrible thing to say. I mean, immediately after any result like this, you'd kind of, especially the way where we were to where we are now in the last couple of weeks, you are just absolutely devoid of all joy of it all, aren't you? And again, like you say, come Sunday, we'll be there. We'll all be watching. We'll all those of you lucky enough to got tickets will be at the game, and we'll be there backing them and trying to support them through it as best we can. But the league was the most important thing this season. It was the most important thing. We could end up, I granted, at the end of the season with both the cups sitting in the trophy room. But from my last tour of the trophy room, there's a big hole in the middle of one of those cabinets, and it's where the league cup, the league trophy sits.
You're going to say it's where Rose Glory is? Sorry.
Well, no, that was apparently somewhere else in the building, according to him. there's the big hole where the league championship trophy would sit if it was in the trophy room, and that was the most important thing. And I'm kind of with you that the league was the be-all and end-all for me this season. It will be nice. It's always nice when they wave big silver shiny things at you, but it just won't have the same feel as if we'd been able to do it with the league trophy. Yeah, I'm trying my best to be careful.
Yeah, be careful. Be very, very, very careful. And I know you're saying, Kev, that, you know, but it wouldn't surprise you if these players turn up on Sunday and batter hearts, because that's what they do. I've got no faith in this team to go to Hampden on Sunday. Did I say Saturday or I meant Sunday? I've got no faith in this team on Sunday to go out and do anything against Hearts.
No, I know what you mean, Martin, but when we turn up on Sunday, we'll be wanting them to win. We'll be hoping they win, and I think they will win, even though they've been past poor the last few games, because, like I said earlier, that's what these Rangers players do, certain wins. But Hearts will be confident. So, listen, anything could happen with this Rangers side, but I just, we'll go on Sunday, hope we win, hope we get to a final and see the rest of the season out and take it for theirs. Not a lot we can say. Listen, the last few games is sort of stuffing out of it all. It has, because we've been such a high for a wee while there, and we thought we were starting to see things happening that obviously are not going to happen. But because it went from season over in October to, we're into this, we can get this. And then it's fizzled out to before the split kicks off, it's finished. But it's football for you. It kicks you in the balls where you don't want it to, and it lets you down as well. And as you've seen, doesn't matter who you support, doesn't matter where you go, but you live and breathe the game, and it's like a roller coaster, but we enjoy it that much. We come back for more.
I hate it right now.
How many times you feel frustrated, you feel devastated, you come back again and again and again. And you don't do that with anything else in your life. If it constantly does that to you, you think, I need to get rid of this, but for some reason, you keep coming back and back. Back, no, I mean, it's just one of the things. Listen, I know I'm sitting here laughing because if I don't, I'll end up crying. So, and there's,
I don't know, care. See if you cry, right? Do me a favor, Bonnie Stark, Bonnie cry. See if you cry, that will be shared everywhere. See the advertising I'll get out of that.
What a day, the three of you start crying, right, and it'll be even better.
I'll poke myself in the eye, and then I'll make it look like I'm crying, and then we'll get advertised.
Ian, go and grab one of your plates, and we'll start you crying.
Aye. Well, no, the plates only getting used tonight, that's for sure. Right, here's a question. And I want everybody to answer. And when I say everybody, once this is finished, come back into the comments and answer this question for John. And John, once this is finished, mate, maybe in a day or two, come back and go into the comments. He's saying, I need your help getting my dad a brick for his 80th, and I can't think of a phrase. Don't want the usual, simply the best. Any suggestions? So if you've got any suggestions for John, not in the live chat, once this is finished, click back on the video, get down into the comments below, and give John your suggestions for what you should put on his dad's brick. So yeah, get that done. And listen, there's a few people I know who watch this. Don't come back in there with your ridiculous suggestions for John. Can we have serious suggestions for John, please? RFC for everything, for everyone. There's always one, isn't there? There's always one. I'm not going to respond, folks. I'm not going to respond. But thank you for the super chat. That was very much appreciated. We managed to get a wee laugh at the end, didn't we? Which I suppose is better. Ange, come on. That's terrible. That's shocking behaviour. Can I just say thank you to everybody who tuned in tonight? It's much appreciated. It was not an easy one to do. It's not an easy watch for the real supporters out there watching this, not the other ones, the real ones. Like I say, we're back tomorrow night for the members show, and then a couple of clips for the members show will get put up on Friday and then on the normal YouTube. And then we're back on Sunday for build-up and reaction.
No, I'm just going to say that, but that guy keep patting, like, fuck's sake.
I was in full flow care in my advertising. You just went right in there. I was getting right into it. I had not made a mistake, and you just jump in there and you interrupt me, full flow. What is wrong with you?
No, I was saying a suggestion for the brick.
No, I was in the middle of doing my advertising.
You can do advertising anytime. Yes, as a commercial.
Suggestion, bigger brick. Go.
Fuck sake, Tav.
All right, well, I mean, aye, right. That wasn't worth the interruption. I'm just saying.
I don't even know
where I was. Right, that's what you've done to me now. You've totally ruined it. If you're watching on YouTube, please give it a like and subscribe if you enjoy it. If you don't like it, give it a dislike. You can always do that. And if you want to help support the podcast, like I say, you can join as a member. There is every Thursday at 7:30, there is a member show on the YouTube members page. If you're watching on a computer, click the join button below. If you're watching on your phone, go into the description of the video and click the membership link there if you want to. If you're watching on Twitter, and you're not already, give us a follow, retweet this podcast on Twitter. And if you're watching on Facebook, please do give it a share and make sure that you're following us on there as well. So like I said before, I was rudely interrupted by Kerr. We've got the member show tomorrow night. Some clips of that will be available to everybody on YouTube on the Friday. And then we are back on Sunday for build-up and reaction to a game that I've just said I don't care about. No doubt I will care about it then. But right now, as we sit here, I really, really don't care. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Sorry it couldn't have been a bit of a more upbeat show, but Rangers don't give us the opportunity today. We can't do it. So I'll speak to you all again very, very soon.
Podcast Network.